I say he will do you good this year in Jesus' name. God is saying to us that this is the year that, you know, it's the end of a decade. The decade in the new millennium, the first decade in the new millennium. God is telling us that he's bringing a hand to anything that seems evil in our life. Those things that seem evil or like a bolt or like a reproach, it is time for them to be terminated in our life. And God is saying that this is the year that it will terminate anything that seems evil in your life. It shall be so in Jesus' name. God is also saying that he will overrule every form of sorrows. He will overrule them and bring an end to them in our lives. God will arise to visit pending, uncompleted, or abandoned projects. He will begin to revive them and bring them to the point of completion. Every uncompleted project in our life, God will visit them this year. Amen. And they will be brought to completion. Amen. They will be brought to their logical completion in the name of Jesus. And there are some promises that seem to be still pending and yet unfulfilled in our lives. God said, as you cooperate with him, he will arise and begin to walk in a wonderful way and to perform them. So suddenly, hopes and dreams will come true. They will wonderfully be realized to the extent that the people of God will say, we thought that year 2009 is a year of experiencing joy. This year 2010 is actually our year of joy. Amen. It shall be so for someone in Jesus' name. Amen. For God to bring you to the position of remembrance, God said, my people have to cooperate with him in three key areas. You have to allow quality time to God in your daily worship and prayers. You have to be kingdom-minded more than ever before, being passionate about winning souls unto his kingdom. And you have to live a life of obedience unto him so that when he's passing by, you will not miss your blessings. I pray that this year you will not miss your miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you look at some example in the scriptures of those that God remember, if you look at Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, the book of Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible says, and God remembered Noah and every living thing. Who is the next person that God will remember this year? Oh, Yetunji is the next person that God will remember. And every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters were assuaged. Hallelujah. When God remembers someone, it means that God will go into action. In the very area that is problematic, in the very area that is troublesome, in the very area that is causing you sorrows, it means that God will go into action. And God will cause an overturning. God will cause a calm to the storms. God will cause a turn around. That's the implication. When God remembers somebody, God goes into action on behalf of the person. We remember the case of Anna as well. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, a year came that the Bible says God remember Hannah. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 to 17 and verse 19. When Hannah prayed to God in a particular year, when they went to the house of God like this, he prayed like she never did before. And God said, and the man of God said, may God grant your petition. Immediately after that prayer, the Bible says, and God remembered Hannah. And Hannah conceived. In other words, immediately God remembered Hannah. Miracle began to take place in Anna's life. This year, God will remember you for good in the name of Jesus. God will begin to go into action concerning your case in the name of Jesus. There will be a turnaround for good in your life in the name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 2, the Bible says that God heard the groanings of the children of Israel, verse 24. Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. God heard the groanings of the children of Israel. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God remembered his covenant. This year, may God remember his promises concerning you. May God remember his promises concerning you. In the name of Jesus. All those pending promises, this year God will remember you in the name of Jesus. God will bring them to pass in the name of Jesus. Because this is your prophetic year of remembrance. God remember his covenant. The children of Israel has been in captivity for many years. It seemed there was no way out for them until a year came that God remembered his promises, his covenant concerning his people. So when God is saying that this is the season, this is the year to remember his promises for you, know that something good is in the oven for you. Know for sure that an end has come to sorrow in your life. Amen. Know for sure that an end has come to stagnation in your life. Amen. It shall be so this particular year in the name of Jesus. Amen. All of a sudden, the blessings that God pronounced upon Abraham begin to come to pass in the life of the children of Israel. In the life of the seed of Abraham, because God remembered his promises for his people. All of a sudden, they were set free from their enemies. All of a sudden, they were set free from tax masters. A lot of us, we are in a situation where, like the children of Israel, it is as if we are under tax masters. We do 9 to 5. From 9 to 5, we jump from 7 to 7 again. When will we have rest? This particular year, God will remember you for good in the name of Jesus. God will change your story in the name of Jesus. God will give you a new testimony in the name of Jesus. And that is why when we are praying to this morning, you need to pray with all your strength. In my study, I have 5 points, 5 major points that I consider necessary for God to remember somebody or that will help God to remember you. And I want you to take note of them. I can assure you in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name of the God of Israel, if you take note of these 5 points, this year, my God will remember you for good. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The first thing that I discovered about many of these people, if you talk of Abraham, if you talk of Noah, if you talk of Rachel, if you talk of Anna, if you talk of Joseph, if you talk of all these people that God remembered for good in the scriptures, One thing that is I found common to them is that they prayed their way through to God to remember them. They prayed. They raised altar to God. Noah raised an altar unto God. And when God smelled the altar, God went into action. God began to bless Noah. This year, God will bless you specially. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God blessed Noah and renewed the mandate of dominion upon his life and his generation. So, if you want God to remember you for good, the first thing is that you must know how to cry unto him. Hallelujah. You must know how to do what? You must know how to cry unto God. Take the period of your prayer before God very seriously. Like I shared with some people when we are talking about the altar, erecting a living altar, you must know how to cry to God, how to pray. You see, we've had a lot of cases whereby people sleep and they don't wake up. Why? Because when they slept, the enemy came in to attack them. The enemy is not sleeping. So in order for you to take dominion over the days and the night, you must cooperate with God in the place of prayer. Some of us, we don't pray before we go into the day. We see a lot of things happening in our society today. A lot of people, they are not sure whether they will live the day because of the activities of terrorists and murderers and whatever you will call them. You've had a recent story, one guy, this Christmas period, he went for Christmas party in his working place, organized Christmas party, and as he was going back home, some guys were quarreling. He wanted to separate them. And they turned around to him. And they boxed him to death. He was trying to make peace so that people will not... So you need God to take dominion over the day. And that's why if you have to set alarm to have quality time to pray, to commune with God, to commit the day unto God, your activity unto God, set alarm. And when the alarm is ringing, don't turn to the other side. Jump out of the bed. Jump out of the bed. Let somebody say, jump out of the bed. Relocate to another place if that will help you to pray. Evils are increasing because the devil knows that he has but a short time. So you, a child of God, must be wise as well to discuss with your greatest ally, the Almighty God, so that the Bible says God is the maker of the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. The psalmist said, I will rejoice and be glad in it. So you have to cooperate with God in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Can you stand to your feet and jump up? Let me see how you will jump out of your bed. Jump up, jump up. Some of us are not jumping. Jump up, jump up, jump up. Praise the Lord. Okay, you may be seated. So when your alarm is ringing, or when the Holy Spirit is nudging you, jump out of your bed and pray to God. It's very important for your existence. And for God, if you know how to cry to God, the Bible says this poor man cried unto God and God heard him. This year, God will hear your cry in Jesus' name. Yeah. Number two, you need to take note of. Those that God will remember must be those that know how to sacrifice unto God. They must be people who knows how to do what? Sacrifice unto God. When you are talking about sacrifice, it's not only in financial terms that we are saying you have to sacrifice unto God. Noah built an altar unto God. He sacrificed animals unto God. And God smelled the sacrifice. And God blessed him. In 1 Chronicles chapter 1, King Solomon sacrificed unto God. And God remembered him. God appeared unto him. In Acts chapter 10, Cornelius sacrificed, gave alms unto God, and God remembered him. And God delivered him from hell. he was saved. In John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus said that if you can serve him and bring results and bring souls, he said, whatever you ask him, he will do it for you. So you want God to remember you, then know how to sacrifice unto God this year. Sacrifice your time in serving God. Sacrifice your energy in serving God. Those that serve God, they are people that God honors and God remembers. And it leads me to the third point. The third and fourth point combined, or the 5 points, before we go to pray. Those that fear God and thought and think on his name, those that fear God meditate upon him, upon his name. If you look at Malachi chapter 3, I think that is worthy of reading. Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament, chapter 3. Let's see what the word of God is telling us there. Malachi chapter 3. Let's read verse 16. Then they that fear the Lord, number one, speak one to another. And the Lord had hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord, and number two, and that thought upon his name. For those that do what? That fear the Lord, and number two, that thought upon his name. Those that meditate, that they are burdened about the things of God, that meditate about the word of God. God said, a book of remembrance will be written before him for them. Those that fear God, those that thought upon his name, he will remember them. I pray that this year, God will open the book of remembrance unto your case. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But you must fear God in all your ways, in all your activities this year. Fear God in your attitude, in your speaking. Remove every form of pride, every form of arrogance. Fear God. When they are instructing you, be in the house of God to worship God, do so. Go out to win so, do so. Pray, do so. Those that fear God, the Bible says that God will remember them. A book of remembrance will be opened unto them. Those that thought upon his name, that meditate about God, meditate about his instructions. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, God told Joshua that this book of the law must not depart out of your mouth, but you must meditate therein day and night. Let somebody say day and night. Not only will you study the word in the morning, not only will you do your quiet time, use your open heavens in the morning, but also in the evening, you also must look at the word of God. Hallelujah. And pray unto God. Those that meditate, how will I advance the kingdom? How will I be a blessing to the work of the kingdom? How will I build the church? What are the needs of the church? Those that thought on his name, thought about the things of God, God said, I will remember those categories of people. This year, may God remember you in Jesus' name. The last point. Those that know how to praise God. Let somebody say, those that know how to praise God. God will remember them. Acts chapter 16. There were two guys. Notwithstanding they are working for God, they were imprisoned because of their faith, because of their belief, because of their exploit for God. Instead of people patting them at the back, they were imprisoned. They were imprisoned. They were chained. And instead of them complaining and murmuring to God, they were just praising God. They prayed. Nothing happened. So they went on to praise God. They began to praise God. And God remembered them that these my people, how should they be afflicted? And God maybe sent one of his angels. And all of a sudden, there was a great earthquake in the prison. And all the prison doors were opened. And there was open door for them to escape. The keeper of the prison wanted to kill himself. And they said that you don't need to kill yourself. God has given us victory. And through them, salvation came to the keeper of the prison, to the whole household. And without any struggle, they were set free from the bondage. Who are those that God will remember this year? Those that know how to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have told my wife that every member of the family, including the children, each of them, we have a hymn book to be praising God with. Praising God all the day, all the week. There is no way that God will not remember you if you know how to praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready to pray to God tonight to take dominion over year 2010? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. You are in the best place at the right time. And may the God of heaven honor your prayer tonight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Before we pray, if you are here and you need Jesus in your life, you are not sure that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you need to first of all talk to God and ask Jesus, invite Jesus into your life. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. I want to cooperate with you this year so that you can remember me for good. If you are in that category, go ahead and pray. The rest of us, let's give God thanks once again for bringing us to the new year as we go to take some specific prayers. Give God thanks. Give him praise. Give him worship. So your first prayer point for the new year will be, Father, Heavenly Father, I give thanks and return all the glory back to you for helping me throughout year 2009. In the name of Jesus, let's pray to God now. Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks. I return all the glory back to your holy name for helping me throughout year 2009. Lord, accept my thanksgiving. I give you thanks. I give you praise. The psalmist says in Psalm 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I want you to give the Heavenly Father thanks for all his support, for all his blessings over your life throughout year 2009. I give you thanks, oh God. I give you praise. I give you worship. I give you thanks, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You will say, Heavenly Father, I do not want to have any carryover. As I cross over to year 2010, I do not want to have any carryover. As I cross over to year 2010, therefore any evil, any reproach, any bondage, let them be roasted by your fire in the name of Jesus. Let them be uprooted by your fire, by Holy Ghost. I do not want to carry over any form of evil in the name of Jesus. By your consuming fire, by your supernatural fire, by your invisible fire, by your consuming fire, Lord, consume every reproach, every bondage in my life, every form of bondage or yoke that might still remain in my life. Let them be consumed by your fire now. Let them be consumed by your fire. Let them be consumed by your fire in the name of Jesus. Let them be consumed, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your heavenly touch, O God. Touch me, O God, with your heavenly fire. Touch me now, O God. Touch me, O God, with your heavenly fire. Uproot every form of bondage in the name of Jesus. Let your heavenly fire purge me, O God, of every malice, of every resentment, of every lustfulness, of every hatred, of every anger, of every form of immorality, of every form of covetousness. Let your refining fire purge me, O God. Lord, let your fire purge me, O God, of every form of evil. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Purge me today, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. O God, purge me today, O God. I reject, O God. I banish every form of evil. In the mighty name of Jesus. I reject, I banish every form of evil. In the mighty name of Jesus. I banish every form of manipulative spirit, every form of seducing spirit that is manipulating my destiny. I banish them from my life as I step to year new 2010. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, I banish every form of evil. I reject every form of evil. Every form of demon, I reject them. I cast them out of my life. I banish them in the name of Jesus. Father, purge me, O God. Purge me of every form of weaknesses. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You say, Heavenly Father, let your heavenly fire fall afresh upon me now. In the name of Jesus, let me be filled afresh with your wonderful Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let me be filled afresh, O God, with your wonderful Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, fill me afresh with your wonderful Holy Spirit. With your wonderful Spirit, O God. Father, let your heavenly fire fall on me, O God. Let your heavenly fire fall afresh on me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your heavenly fire fall afresh. Fall afresh upon me. Upon my destiny. Let me begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In a new way, O God, let me begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of love, the fruit of faith, of gentleness, of kindness, of goodness, of meekness, of humbleness of mind, of self-control. In the name of Jesus, let me begin to manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit in a new dimension, O God. In this year 2010, O God, let the fruit of the Spirit be operational in my life. Let the fruit of the Spirit be operational in my life. Let the gift of the Spirit be operational in my life. In the name of Jesus, let your heavenly fire quicken me afresh, O God. Refine me, O God. In the name of Jesus. Repolega shaken remakashende, le delebos, zanga lebroste, repolegoske, yegelega reboboshende. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 4 prayer point. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 25, the Bible says, our God is the one that frustrates the tokens of the liars and that makes the diviners mad. He frustrates the tokens of the liars and makes the diviners mad. So you will pray, say, Heavenly Father, I come unto you in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord of hosts. Begin to overthrow every work of the devil, fashion against me, plan against me for year 2010. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of hosts, arise. Begin to overthrow them now. Every plan of the enemy against me this year 2010, every plan of the devil, every machination of the kingdom of darkness, every weapon fashioned against me, begin to overthrow them, O God. Lord of hosts, begin to frustrate every plan of the enemy, every plan of the evil one against me, in the name of Jesus. Lord, begin to destroy them. As they are being conceived, begin to destroy them. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to destroy them. Begin to destroy them. Every plan of the enemy against me, as they are being conceived, begin to destroy them, O God. Cancel them, O God. Frustrate them, O God. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic weapon, O God, fashioned against me, O God, Father, destroy them. Lord of hosts, arise and destroy them. Arise and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Arise and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah 41 verse 10 tells us, he said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. The Lord will be with you throughout year 2010. In the name of Jesus. He said, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. He says, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And then verse 11 says, behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. It shall be so concerning you this year in the name of Jesus. You therefore pray, say, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I call upon you to arise and help me in year 2010. Strengthen me. Uphold me in the name of Jesus. But overthrow my enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Shame my enemies. Confound my enemies in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Arise and help me this year 2010. Arise and help me throughout year 2010. Arise and strengthen me. Arise and strengthen me. Strengthen me spiritually. Strengthen me physically. Strengthen me financially. Strengthen me in my job. Strengthen me in my career. Strengthen my body. Strengthen my soul. Strengthen my spirit. Uphold me throughout year 2010 in the name of Jesus. But oh God, shame my enemies. Confound my enemies. In the name of Jesus, put my enemies to shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray 5 and 6. 6 says that God will shame your enemies. It shall be so this year in Jesus' name. Prayer point 7 of 10 prayer points. You will say, Heavenly Father, let me hunger and thirst after you in year 2010. Throughout this year, let me hunger and thirst after you. Let me be heavenly minded in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, let me hunger and thirst after you. Throughout year 2010, let me be more heavenly minded than ever before. In the name of Jesus, make me to draw closer to you by your supernatural power. by your love for me, make me to draw closer to you. Make me to be more heavenly minded. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Number eight, you say, Heavenly Father, help me to be exceedingly fruitful in year 2010. Help me to be exceedingly fruitful. Help me to be more productive, to do your pleasure. In the name of Jesus, to win souls, to build your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Father, help me, O God, to be exceedingly fruitful this year, to be more productive, to do your pleasure, to mind kingdom business, to win souls, to build others. In the name of Jesus. Father, it is written in Exodus 1:7 that the children of Israel, they were exceedingly fruitful. They were exceedingly fruitful. Help me to be exceedingly fruitful this year. Help me to be more productive. Help me to do your pleasure. In Isaiah 44, the Bible says, oh God, verse 28, that Cyrus will perform your pleasure. Cyrus will perform your pleasure. Help me to do your pleasure this year, 2010. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to do your pleasure. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In number 9, Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 31. Nehemiah prayed that prayer with all his heart. He said, oh Lord, remember me for good. And God did remember him for good. There was a time that the book of remembrance was opened by King Ahasuerus unto Mordecai. He remembered the good that Mordecai did, how Mordecai saved his life from those that wanted to kill him. In that same day, Mordecai was promoted. He became honored. He became next to the king. He became prime minister of 127 provinces. So tonight, this morning, my brethren, as you step into year 2010, this is your major prayer. You will say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, in this year 2010, remember me for good. Remember me for good. Remember me for promotion. Remember me for breakthrough. Remember me for fruitfulness. Open your book of remembrance to my name. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and cry to God. Heavenly Father, this is a year, a prophetic year of divine remembrance. Remember me for good. Remember me this year for good. Remember me for blessings. Remember me for promotion. Remember me, O God. Remember me, O God of glory. Open your book of remembrance to my name. Open your book of remembrance. Open your book of remembrance to my name. You remember Rachel, O God, for good. You remember Cornelius for good. Father, remember me for good. Whatever I need to do for you to open your book of remembrance to me, help me to do it, O God. Help me to do it. Help me this year, 2010, O God, to do that which will make you to open your book of remembrance to my name. Remember me for good, Almighty God. Remember Mordecai for good. The king, remember him for good. He was promoted from a gatekeeper to the next to the king. Father, remember me for good. This very year, Almighty God, remember me for good. Please remember me for good. King of kings and Lord of lords, please remember me for good this year. Please remember me for good. Please remember me for good. Whatever I need to do for you to remember me, to open your book of remembrance to my name, help me to do it, oh God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. The last major prayer point. Psalm 118 tells us, verse 24. Psalm 118, verse 24 says, "This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And then the psalmist declared in verse 17, he said, I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you will pray prophetically now. You will declare, say, Heavenly Father, this is the year that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will celebrate this year in the name of Jesus Christ. I know, I believe this is the year that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I prophesy that this year I will rejoice. I will be glad. I will celebrate. I will be promoted. I will go forward. I will live. I will not die to declare the works of the Lord. I will live, oh God. I will live. Spiritually, I will live. Financially, I will live. Physically, I will live. I will not die. My children will live. They will not die. To declare the glory of God. To declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. My brethren will live. They will not die. To declare the glory of God. This is the year that God has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. And my Father is the maker of this year. Therefore, I believe. I have a strong confidence that I will rejoice and be glad. I speak unto the elementals to cooperate with me this year. In the name of Jesus, I speak unto the sun. I speak unto the moon. I speak unto the stars. In the name of Jesus, to be in friendship with me, to make sure that I rejoice and be glad this year. In the name of Jesus, let the creation of God, let the animals cooperate with me. Let the beasts cooperate with me. Let the heart, I speak unto the heart, cooperate with me this year. In the name of Jesus, you shall cooperate with me. In the name of Jesus Christ. To make me to rejoice. To make me to be celebrated. To make me to be promoted. You shall cooperate with me. All ye rain, all ye weather, you shall cooperate with me. To make me to rejoice. Don't make me to celebrate. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak unto every creation of God that you shall cooperate with me. You shall be in friendship with me. To make the counsel of God come to pass in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy. It shall be well with me. All throughout year 2010. It shall be well with me. I shall be remembered for good. I shall be remembered for blessing. I shall be remembered for glorification. This year shall declare my glory. This year my destiny shall shine. My star shall shine this year. In the name of Jesus, I will be fruitful. I will be prosperous. I will make it. I will succeed. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody praying? Le seke prandaya. I will go forward. I will move forward. I will be exceedingly fruitful. In the name of Jesus. Whether my enemy likes it or not, I will reach my goal this year. Every uncompleted project in my life shall be completed. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord shall show me his favor. This year I shall encounter the favor of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, uncommon favor, uncommon breakthrough shall attend unto me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will be blessed in my home. I will be blessed in the city. I will be blessed in the work of my hands. I will be blessed in my business. The Lord shall prosper all that I lay my hands to do. In the name of Jesus, I receive uncommon wisdom for this year, uncommon grace for this year. In the name of Jesus, grace to enlarge, grace to expand, grace to break forth. In the name of Jesus. Our church shall rejoice. Our church shall celebrate. The people of God shall rejoice. They shall celebrate. We shall go forth. In the name of Jesus, God shall enlarge our coast. In the name of Jesus, as a family, God shall enlarge our coast. As a church, God shall enlarge our coast. The name of the Lord shall be glorified, and we shall fulfill his divine mandate. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to give God thanks in advance for this year. Give God thanks in advance. Lift your voice unto heaven and say, Lord, I give you thanks in advance for the great things you are going to do in my life, in my destiny this year. I give you praise. I give you worship. I give you honor. I give you adoration. Blessed, blessed be your name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed, we have prophesied, we have given thanks. As your representative, Father, I pronounce your blessing upon your people. You've made them to step into the first day of this year, and they have called upon your name. You say, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Father, I pray. Even as they have called upon your name, answer them in the name of Jesus. Begin to reveal unto them great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. Let this year be a year of remembrance for them in the name of Jesus. Remember them for good. Remember them for blessings. Remember them for favor, for promotion. In the name of Jesus. This year you shall celebrate. This year you shall be promoted. This year you shall live. You shall declare the glory of God. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Through you, the name of the Lord shall be glorified. And the devil shall be put to shame. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Father, we bless your holy name. Receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the adoration. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let the people of God say amen. Amen. Give him praise. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated. It's awesome presence. Are you being blessed already? Hallelujah. I too am blessed. Amen. Welcome once again to year 2010. Amen. The God of Israel that we serve will bless you really good this year. This year will be special in your life. Will be one of the most memorable years in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sunday will also be special. Sunday will be special because one of the main highlights of Sunday is that there is an anointing oil that our Father and the Lord have prayed over, that our pastor that traveled to the Holy Ghost Congress brought from Nigeria. So everyone will be anointed with that oil. Amen. To set a seal on what we have done today. Amen. So I will encourage you not to miss Sunday Thanksgiving and to invite your friends as well. And God will bless you as you do that in Jesus' name.
I think you can do better than that. Oh, that is for the King of Kings, for the Lord of all, the one who made us to see the year 2010. Let somebody shout hallelujah. If you are excited to see the year 2010, shout hallelujah. Amen. It's time to give the first offering in this decade, in this year 2010. I want you to prepare something good, something tangible for the King of Kings. Like I always said, that when you are giving an offering, give it as a seed. Amen? And when you sow a seed, you expect a reward. You expect an harvest. And I pray that the God of harvest will indeed give us that harvest this year in Jesus' name. If you are writing a check, we are writing to RCCG, the King's Parish. If you are a UK taxpayer, if you can please fill the envelope so that we can get gift aid on our offering with no extra cost to you. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. As the envelope is being distributed, I quickly give the announcement so that we can at least dance when we are giving our offering. As we have heard from the pastor, by the grace of God, there will be Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Let's come with our regalia, as our custom is to come and celebrate and thank our God. Amen. And we've heard that, yes, there will be anointing, the day will be anointing service. So invite your friends, invite your family members, invite your colleagues to come and receive the anointing of God, the anointing that breaks the yoke. Amen. Praise the Lord. And those who are worshiping with us for the first time, we welcome you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like we said, we are the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the King's Parish. I pray that God himself will meet with you at the very point of your need in Jesus' name. Please, when we finish, don't rush. We have some refreshment. If you want a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or you just want cola, there is refreshment and some things to buy. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. How many of us are ready to give to the Lord? How many of us are ready to sow? Even if you don't have anything, praise the Lord. There are something you have. Amen? You have your leg and you have your body to shake. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So don't let your sowing or your offering be about money this morning. Let it be about you showing appreciation to the King of Kings. Amen? To the Lord of all. And by the grace of God, when we finish collecting the offering, we have just two prayer points I want us to make to seal that offering. And I believe that as we put a seal on it, God himself will answer us in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Have we all got envelope? Can I have envelope, please? I invite the choir to please give us songs that we can dance to. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus. In this new year, we need to sing from our lips this evening. This morning, rather. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, can we be outstanding? Can somebody declare unto the Lord? From his lips or from our lips, you're going to sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. From my lips. God is calling from my lips.
Oh,
Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 48. Isaiah 48, I read from verse 17. Isaiah 48, verse 17. It says, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I'm the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit. Let somebody say amen.
Amen.
Who leads you by the way you should go. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit. Who leads you by the way you should go. Profit happens when you trade and there is a surplus.